It's Thomas Dillon and the Pickle Jar Podcast, taking the lid off for a new day. We're here with co-host Henny Milk.
Hey, guys.
Johnny.
Hi.
Today's episode is going to be about video games for the half of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how long this question section is going to take.
Yeah, it might take a while. I was going to do a nerd character. I forgot.
You stopped. You're a fucking quitter.
I totally forgot. No,
you're
I had the idea. Greetings and salutations, Earthlings. It is I, Gorgamel.
Creepy Kaiba.
I'm still kind of high. I don't want to start going into a Joey Wheeler hole. Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Oof. Okay, so, to start off with questions, I got a few. The first one, just for you.
Okay.
This one's just for you. This isn't the one I want to put out there and just get feedback. This is for you.
All right.
Is it that Mia doesn't like us, or you just don't want to bring her around us, that you don't hang out with this one?
We don't see each other often, so when we do, we get really gay and smoochy. We seen y'all last week.
You stayed for like an hour, dude. Get lit.
Yeah, because I just...
You wanted to get lit.
I wanted to get gay and smoochy. We were squirming.
I have an answer now that I can respect.
Yeah. I honestly, though...
Before, I thought, like literally...
Really?
You guys were throwing fucking packets at me while I wasn't driving. Fucking
no,
assholes.
That was funny, though.
It was dumb funny.
See?
Didn't appreciate it.
That's all right. What else you got for me?
So
that was easy.
Do you want me to do the one I just want thoughts on, or do you want me to do the one for both of us?
The thoughts and then both of us, because I got one for both of us, too.
What song would you want to die to, and why?
Die to, or like
yeah,
after
you're dying, and the song is playing while you're dying.
You have one?
No, I didn't want to think of the answer until I got here, because that's what I was making you do.
It's your question. You should be thinking
nah,
of answers.
Fuck that.
No, you know, yeah, I didn't think of an answer either for that.
Just out of respect, we're both put in the shitty situation instead of just you.
Oh, I got one.
But the intern's pulling it up now, so we get the sound.
All right, so I think it would be Die Slow by Young Thug with Strick. I think this would, I'm picturing it in like a movie.
I just thought of another one. I thought of it, I have two now.
And like if I'm, no, you need one.
But I'm just memeing for one.
All right.
This one's my real one.
All right, respect it.
Like this is like. It'd be lit.
But,
the other ones, I'm memeing because I feel like you're memeing.
No, I'm not. No. I pictured, like a movie and, like, what would sound dope, like, while, like, slowly being killed or whatever.
I gotta tell you that you died tonight. You know against these people, you gonna die slow, die slow.
We out of Italy on the water. Me and Street recording. Smoking weed. Smoking dope. Drinking a little lean.
I'll take anything Young Thug. It could have been like
I know you love you love like, Young Thug.
Yeah, we have a thing.
Mine's just way better.
Here's to the whole sailor town.
My boat's going down. This is what I want to hear. Your money down and fuck the night away.
There's Lindsay from Port Adelaide, prettiest hooker I ever laid.
Port Adelaide, prettiest hooker I ever laid. She has a cunt that is snug enough and tits as big as a Sunday dove.
It be the Pirates episode.
Okay, my meme one. Just memeing.
Oh, I thought we were going to start talking like pirates.
I can't.
The pirate curse
you want
has been
to talk like pirates?
Heidi, pirate curse
retarded.
Has been put upon me. Lassie, what be that device in your hand?
You get the scurvy, matey.
They call you intern.
I don't know how this starts.
Is it Break Stuff
the
by Limp Bizkit? Oh, it's an ad. It's an ad.
Candy Crush ad.
Nice. The intern never has ads, but when Tom looks something up...
I'm just memeing, bro. I took the intern out of it.
Lower,
this is me.
Turn that off. We are not... They do not pay us. Is this like a...
All my friends are dead.
Oh, I thought it was like a gay version or something silly. Oh, it's actually Exo Tour Life. Is that the real one? Turn it off. Uzi don't pay us.
I'm listening for him to say all my friends are dead, and I'm playing it for everybody.
But it would be you.
Fuck off.
I could put it in post.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Keep that in just so everyone knows.
What's your last question? Yeah, let's hear this.
So, on the show, I don't know how much of it's saved or has been put on there, but you know that three people have confessed to me that they've been raped. Why?
Three?
The girl at the gas station.
Yep.
Sydney. The girl from Tinder. She said her brother raped her,
crazy.
And her dad said
he
wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
If I met either of them, it would not be okay.
I think some people just have streaks of, like, not luck or bad luck, but, like, things that just continuously happen to them. Like, up until, like, I never had sex with a girl who had both parents still married. Until
really?
Brenna.
Oh, and then...
That was the first time
But
ever.
She was the worst one.
No.
But she was just like... Her friend
sucked.
Freaked out on
she
you for
sucked.
Whatever.
She sucked.
Yeah.
She sucked eggs.
Brenna?
Yeah.
But who was the worst one?
Huh. Amber or Sam? Yeah. One cheated on me, the other one... I'm pretty sure was cheating on me. And she was also hella gross and messy.
Oh, that girl.
Yeah.
You complained about her all the time. You're like, bro, I'm in my fucking house. There's random shit in the refrigerator.
Dude, yeah, it was rough. It was rough. Granted, like, she let me live with her when I was down and out at first, but, like...
Oh, you used her fucking scumbag.
No, I really
Men.
Liked her at first. I really... Yeah. Oh, we're back on International Women's Day Part 2. Intern... Ugh. Roll the intro.
Men.
Roll the intro, intern.
Fucking men.
So what do you love about men, Tom? Seeing as how it's International Women's Day Part 2.
Nothing. Men are fucking disgusting pigs. I can't believe it. What do you love about men, Johnny?
Their soft touch. So speaking of touch...
So you just think I'm having a bad timeline.
Oh, yeah, this is right. Yeah, hold on.
So you just think, like, it's just happening a lot for what reason?
I think that's just your thing.
So people are just going to do that to me forever?
Well, it could be that people look like they can confide in you. And speaking of confiding, I was gonna do my question, but I'll do that in a minute. Speaking of confiding.
Are you going to confide in us right now?
No, other people are going to confide in us. It's time for the caller segment.
Oh, we're calling Logan or K-Dale?
Logan asked for a phone call.
He responded? He said that he's down?
Well, no, so he texted me and he said, Daddy.
Oh.
So I said, what does Kitten want? Does Daddy's little girl still want to speak on the podcast? Or are you going to be naughty again? So.
That naughty girl.
I don't know if he, like, fell asleep or decided to jerk off after that saucy text message. These segments always go great. They go really well.
He really does love men because his name and his phone is Dracula's muscles.
Well,
he loves their soft touch
so
much.
Well, no, that's because he loves...
This motherfucker.
He loves working out, but he also kind of has, like, the personality of a vampire and kind of like a robot, too. He's pretty emotionless.
So he could really confide in us. We could be his therapists.
Yeah, I think I'm going to... I've been thinking about...
switching job careers?
Yeah, like, taking my online therapy... What do you need? Intern! No, you know what?
Intern, look it up. You need to be a doctor to be a therapist.
Oh, really?
Actually, it might not be that deep.
It's probably, I'm going to become one of those crystal therapists, a Regekis. But, I got a question for you, Tom.
Let's hear it.
You know about other kins, right?
Oh, yeah. You were the one who sent me the video, right?
Yeah.
That was fun. I watched the whole thing, and I was so disappointed with myself for doing it.
But, so, listeners who don't know, other kins are people who identify as a specific animal?
Yes. Oh, well. I think it's, I don't know, is an alien another kin?
Oh, intern, this one you need to look up.
Because that's the only, like, what I picture, like, what the difference would be is, like, is alien that too, or is there something else? So how specific is the definition? Before you ask your question, I'm laying out the term so I can make an answer easier and defend myself on it.
Other
you don't have to if you make an answer.
Other kin identifies as non-human animal.
So it does say animal. Like, an alien wouldn't be an animal.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. If your inner identity is known as a non-human animal, then you're Therian. If it's something else, you're other kin. What's fiction kin? I think fiction kin is what
so
you're
I think
thinking
the first
of.
No the yeah I get that but the first one it wouldn't be other kin because are you talking just about animals?
Oh yikes! No. Fiction kin's a lot worse.
What is fiction kin?
Fiction kin. Fiction kin often believe that they are or were a fictional character or species, either now or in a past life. Assassin's Creed.
That's dope. I want to be in Assassin's Creed.
But no, but they legitimately think, like, they were Ezio in another life.
What the fuck?
Or, like, if I was, like, hey, Tommy boy, something tells me that I used to be a Duel Masters epic duelist. I remember Kaiba Corp and that creepy Kaiba. He didn't give a rat's about Mokuba. That is, until you helped him, Yugs. You really showed him the light.
You need to stop. Get to your other kin question. Just stop now. Quit while you're ahead. Because that was dope. It could get bad. So just describe your definitions and make your fucking question.
So
I'm saving you here, all right?
Thanks.
Through your life jacket. Put it on, you motherfucker.
So the definition for other kin is that it is a subculture of people who identify as not entirely human.
Okay.
Yeah.
So other kin's the broad term, and then all it has specific
There's
categories.
All
okay.
These fucking stupid subgenres.
I'm a wolf boy.
So some other
I howl at the moon every night. Every full moon, sorry.
So that's just a werewolf. Yeah, you're not an otherkin, you're a werewolf.
Yes! So much cooler.
Fuck yeah. Some otherkin believe their identity deserves... Oh, oops. derives from reincarnation, trans-species dysphoria of the soul, ancestry, or metaphor. Really.
All right, fuck that. They don't they describe as other human entities.
They're ridiculous.
Give me your question.
Look at this fucking freak.
Oh.
I mean, it's kind of, if I saw that person, like, sitting on the ground on a dirt path, like, towards a giant castle.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, it'd be sick. I'd be like, all right, whatever.
But you're just in a cornfield alone.
She's probably at a Starbucks dressed up like that. Like a fucking...
A Starbucks in Kentucky next to the cornfield
like
on 106.
A traveling elf salesman. But don't... Listeners, don't... Please don't confuse them with furries.
Oh, is this a furries question? Or an other kin question?
Well, no.
Give me your question, dude. Like, jeez.
What animal would you most rather identify as if you were a other kin? And then there's a two-part question to this.
Dog.
Really?
I'd want a dog's life, dude. They literally sit around, do nothing, and just eat.
But no, it's one that you, like, identify as and, like, walk around in public fucking acting like.
As long as someone treats me like a dog, it's fine. Wow, that sounded so much worse than I thought it would.
Tinder girl, you heard it here first.
Oh, I call her Bellsprout now.
That's a good one.
Yep, thought of it.
What do you call each titty?
Oh, I haven't thought that far yet. Victory Bell and
Weeping Bell.
Weeping
Bells.
This is some stuff I need to think about.
You call the other part Tangler?
Tangler.
I hardly know her.
You did that just to make that joke.
Kind of, yeah. So, yeah, a dog?
Yeah.
All right, but...
What would you?
A grizzly bear. Mad fun.
So you're just gay?
Ah, damn it. Yeah, it's just a fucking... What do you want to be the most? A bear.
I'd want to be a penguin, bro.
Well, no, I was picturing,
penguin
like,
is one of my favorite
acting
animals.
Acting in public, like,
lounging around. Hey, boo-boo, where's Yogi?
Eating, like, I do that in public sometimes anyway. I'm with it. But
so you're just gay in
public. Mad gay in public, but I'm mad straight when I'm like alone. I'm
going to stop like, making these jokes.
It's like reverse in the closet.
Reverse in the closet. I want to be perceived as out of the closet, but I'm so in the closet.
No, the other way. Right? Well, that would be reverse. Because people in the closet, they want to be perceived straight.
So you want to be perceived gay, but you're straight.
I go, hey,
they
want to boys.
Perceive straight, but they're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said, isn't it?
I don't know.
I said it in a really weird way.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
What is the second part?
So you would want to be a dog, but what animal would you most want to fuck?
As an otherkin?
Nope.
Oh, just an actual animal. Wow. Jesus Christ. This is going to be really weird, but there's a thought process, and it's just because this one fact. So I said, I'm thinking, fuck it. Why not? It's one fact that just is like, only reason, because I have no facts on the others.
All right.
Dolphin. Because they're the only other animals that have sex for pleasure.
All right. So, okay. No, wait. Okay. So basically, your train of thought was whichever one's not rape. It's not animal abuse if the dolphin wants to get its mouth fucking fucked. All right. Okay.
Put my dick in its blowhole.
Yeah, where would you put it, Tom?
The vagina, they're mammals. Why not?
Oh, so they got gray pussies.
Why did you have to put it like that?
You pictured it.
After you said it.
You pictured
like, after you said
a
it.
Dolphin with like some lips. It's so gross. What did this episode be?
Well, so what animal would you want to fuck? Yeah, what now? I had a reason. You gotta give a reason. You can't just say this, it's over. You gotta describe vividly. Yeah.
Types of fish don't count, right? Dolphin's a mammal.
You see, your broad term is fish. No, I want the species, bro. I want like the scientific name for it and everything.
Okay. The first one I did think of, can I choose if it's alive or dead? It's gonna sound terrible.
It has to be alive.
All right, this changes my answer. I was going to say a dead jellyfish. That'd be lit.
Basically a fleshlight.
Yeah. It's awesome. But I think an eel. Oh, it's alive. It's alive.
Yeah,
it's alive.
It's
alive. It's
breathing.
Alive.
It's heart's beating.
Fuck. Oh, this is a tough question now.
Yeah.
I've been duped.
Yeah, I gave my reason. You can't copy my animal now.
Oh, okay, so essentially I have to think of what animal will...
Be most willing.
while I'm trying to fuck it. What animal will I get hurt from less? Oh, like a baby cub?
Jesus, a baby? A baby?
Well,
a baby, dude.
A grizzly bear's gonna fucking kill me.
A baby. You're
a cub? A cub? I think I could piece up a cub like while I'm fucking it if I have to. This is getting so dark.
You're saying babies, bro.
Well, yeah, like
I'm talking adult dolphins, dude. You're fucking a baby.
It's an animal. Like a cub, like.
So are you at this point, dude?
Old...
Babies?
Intern, can you look up how old cubs are considered? Like bear cubs? Please.
Yeah, dude, this is, it's like a year, bro. We're like
what
tops
fucking...
three. Tops 3 years.
Oh,
bro.
Christ.
What is it right now?
No.
Say it, intern.
No.
You're the,
so
intern
the
has
intern
to give us the
it
answer.
Back.
It's 4 to 6 months?
Weeks. Jesus. Okay. No, the intern got it wrong. Cubs usually stay with their mother for 16 to 17 months, rarely 29.
You
wait,
fucking
but how
sick
old,
fuck.
Wait, how big is a 3-year-old grizzly cub? Hold on.
He wants the one that's 2 years old.
You told me to think realistic about getting hurt and shit.
You sick fucking bastard.
I can't handle that thing. The intern just showed me they're pretty diesel.
Fresh out the womb, this dude wants it.
I don't think I can handle a 1 year old eat. Can we change this subject?
You need to pick an. You could change animals, but you have to give me a legitimate answer with a reason.
I thought I gave a solid reason, being realistic.
Okay, that's. You're chaffed, bud.
It's your show. Grab the reins.
All right. We said this was going to be about games. So here's the game sections after all of that. Okay, sorry everybody, but we're here. We're about it.
Intern, play the video game intro.
Just a pong.
That's not what pong sounds like. Roll the intro, intern.
Let's talk about Fortnite first. Well, the new season's
everyone
out.
Everyone just turns their fucking thing off. Everyone just turns the podcast off. Let's talk about Fortnite.
Yeah, come
That's
on, guys.
That's a good way to fucking start.
New season
segment.
Of Fortnite. We play Fortnite once in a while.
You said we play more than once in a while.
Once in a while, you? Once a week? We're not playing every day.
I feel like once in a while is like... 3 weeks in between.
Like a month.
I don't know exactly what that
stands for, though.
We get at least one dub a week.
Yeah, we play a couple times a week, I guess. Sometimes we go like a week or two without, and then because we didn't play for a while.
Yeah, sometimes we don't play for months straight. We're
not months, not months. Come on.
We're men.
I said weeks.
I'm lying to the listeners at this point.
But like we play a little bit. And so the new season's out. No more building. Change the game completely because me and K-Dale suck at building.
It's better.
It is. Running is better, but like...
I'm indifferent about the guns because I get why they have those specific guns in a mode like this.
But the shotguns are kind of broken.
They are.
Actually, I like SMGs.
I think the drum...
Shotguns.
The drum shotgun should only be purple and gold.
It's ridiculous.
I think they should make it harder to find.
Like how the first
even a
pump
green...
shotgun was only purple and gold.
Was it?
Not pump. I mean, like, there was pump and auto or whatever. The
auto.
Old one, but you could shoot it quicker. It was purple and gold. Sorry, you're not an OG.
Fortnite sucks.
You're not an OG.
I was day one. Fuck you. I mean, no, I wasn't. No, I was not day one. No. I don't play this baby
the
game.
The day it came out.
I don't play this baby game, dude.
It was better back then. It was better back then.
It was better because no one knew what the fuck they were doing. Everyone was just acting a fool, just in a fucking squad with their boys, just fucking...
Acting up. It's a friendly fire, dude. It was just ridiculous.
There was one time, this kid Ryan, Bo, and I, we didn't have a fourth, so we just invited some random, like, from the just press and fucking start, you know. It was some guy who spoke very broken English, but we were talking like little girls. I should start lying more often on this podcast. We were talking like little girls. We were pretending we were girls. I'd go, hey, we're a bunch of girls. We're having a sleepover right now. And then, like, yeah. And then, like, Bo would be like, yeah, we're having fun. And then
I hate you guys so
and
much.
And Ryan would be like, I don't know what he would say, but he'd talk like a girl. Yeah, and he was into it.
Oh, he was like.
For all we know, he could have been playing a character, too, thinking he was fucking with
Or
people.
He's just a pedophile.
Yeah.
It's one of the two.
Because he was rocking with it, like, too hard.
Well, if your voices gave it away, like, if your voice is that deep and you were just acting like you could tell, I might fuck with it just for fun.
I was talking exactly like this.
You like, can tell. You can tell.
Even through a mic. Hey.
Oh,
hey,
through a mic, actually.
I'm just a little girl. Hey, intern. I've been overly sus on this episode.
It's fine. You said you
what
like men's
got?
Soft touch. Borderlands coming out soon.
That was funny, though.
It was funny, but, you know. Speaking of funny things,
Borderlands
looks pretty fucking funny this year.
Borderlands.
So, we're squadding up.
Mm-hmm.
Logan, fucking fuckface who didn't answer earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Typical fucking piece of shit. Typical cop.
Yeah, fucking pig. Well, that's coming out soon. We're gonna be fucking grinding that.
Oh, it'll be out. It'll be out by this episode.
Oh, yeah, this is coming out after it's out. But we'll be playing. Grinding out here. It's going to be me, you,
Logan.
We can
give predictions.
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you think?
I need to watch the trailer again.
Nope, just from what you've seen, out of 100 and out of a 5-star rating, what are you predicting?
Out of 5 stars?
Both. Because
and then 100?
Yeah.
At least 4 stars in the game, it's Borderlands. You can't fuck up a Borderlands. And even if they do fuck it up, it's still like 4 stars because like Borderlands.
Borderlands.
But it could be 5 stars. But I'm thinking four. Four is a solid, like, it's at least 4.
It's what it's expected.
Yeah, at least 4. Yep. Out of 100, 87, 89, between there. I'm not saying 88 because I like, it's just like, it's Borderlands. I don't remember the trailer at all, but like there was explosions and shit. It's Borderlands, dude.
I'm going to say, because I was originally thinking 86.
86?
But I don't know, because I feel like Elden Ring really kind of took what it means to be scored and like kind of, because sometimes they always feel biased, the ratings. Nothing seemed biased about Elden Ring's ratings. Like, they're calling it, like, on the tier of, like, GTA 5.
No way.
Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
No.
Yes.
It is not that good, though.
Yes, it is.
Nah, stop hyping it like that.
It's so fire.
No.
And this is coming from...
I'd rather play World of Warcraft.
This is coming from someone who hated Souls games. This shit is so bomb.
Nah, it's too difficult.
That's what makes it fun, bitch.
No, like,
it's one of those things.
Good,
like,
but like,
when you have an option to make a game easier, you're gonna be inclined to press it. There, you can't. You gotta work.
No, but I mean, like, a game that's not too easy, but that's too hard.
No, it's honest. No, it's not. I find it easier than the old ones.
At a low level, though, the second you run into something, you're in a fight to the death with one fucking random mob on the thing.
That's why you come back and go back and.
I want to get somewhat of a start at the beginning. I don't want to have to fucking, like...
It made it feel like, I don't know, I, like, got into it more. It made it feel realer. It's like, you know, yeah, that's what would happen if I just came back to life one day. I'm like, well, off I go.
I get it. Oh, came back to what life one day. This is comes in... Let me segue right here. Wait, I have a question for you.
End of the...
We can come back to it, because this is a kind of about it.
Okay.
It's still a games question.
Okay.
If you had to pick one game to live in, like, you had to live a life in this game, but you can't respawn. You have one life, so it can't be a game where you just die easy.
I already got
it. Or something like that. Which one do you want to live in? Like, if you pick Call of Duty and you die once, you're dead.
Your Honor, I would pick Lego World. Yeah, give it up for Johnny.
Legos are pretty lit, though. I respect the shit out of some
Legos.
Yeah,
oh, I'm decapitated. Honey, put my fucking head back on. I'm a fucking Lego, okay? I have built my house with my brick hands. I am king. I am a Lego.
You'd still die, though. Legos die.
Yeah, but I'm still a fucking Lego.
But you'd be dead.
Yeah, but if I wasn't dead, I'd be a Lego.
Fair enough. I respect it.
I think I'm going Lego World. Or like Lego City. You know, one of those games.
You gave me too much to think about here. Now I'm thinking about what I'm going to look like, not if I'm going to live or die. I'm thinking like... How much fun can I have? Like, this is fucked.
Yeah, dude. I feel like Lego World, you get everything.
You really do, but I can't say Lego World.
Nope, you can't say Lego games.
See,
I backed you into a corner like you did with the fucking animal question.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
I cannot believe you're thinking of this game right now. I can't believe I didn't even think of it off rip.
World of Warcraft. Fuck
it. Wow.
Just for the levels, just being in, like, you know. You don't have to die in that. No, you can live in that.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
As long as you stay, like, you do it progressively, you can do it without dying.
None of us even thought of Pokemon. That's, yeah. Yeah, fucking sick. Yeah. The one thing everyone in our age bracket.
I wish Pokemon was real life.
Everyone in our age bracket that like 21 to 28, every single kid has said, I wish Pokemon were real. Then I get asked the question on the podcast and I'm like, Legos.
Like, I didn't think of it as a game. I was thinking like consoles. I could not think of a Game Boy
game.
That's
what happened to me, yeah.
Fuck.
Yup.
I hate you so much right now. Yeah, you shouldn't have told me.
Back to Elden Ring. I'm gonna pop a brewski to this.
I tell your story.
I'm level 92.
You were just 80 the other day. How much did you play this? No, you were 80 the other day, and you did 10 levels in Elden Ring.
I had a day off.
an Elden Ring 10 levels.
I got a pretty good farming spot.
Kato showed me one of them that you do. You fight the two giants and you get 2,000 each time.
Yeah, I got a better one now, though.
Shit.
I actually did the math. I calculated how much I get. It's two birds.
You're a freak.
I calculated how much rune I get for each bird, and then I timed myself doing it, took the time, right? It was like 30 seconds. So it, thank God it was so easy. It was like 30.533333. Said I got 30 seconds. I was like, whatever. Multiplied that by, it was 3,000. It was like 3780 something. That's how many rune I get per 30 fucking seconds. Multiplied that by, whatever. I was so fucking high. I was so in depth.
So why didn't long you apply story, yourself like this in school, John?
Long story short, because I wasn't a sick ass fucking sorcerer, an astrologer, baby. So long story short, per hour I get about 447,000 rune.
400,000 or 40?
400.
How much do you need per level now?
50K.
Wait, how long do you have to do to get that?
It would take me what? 3, 6, 9, 12. That's 2 minutes. 12, 24, 36, 48, 60. So that was 2, 4, 6, 8. Is it 10 minutes? Did I do that correctly?
I don't remember the original math to begin with. 10 minutes and you can get 400,000.
No. For an hour, if I spam farmed for an hour straight at that area, I would get over 400K.
Why haven't you?
Like you just said.
You got 10 levels.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. And also, I be dying, I be losing them and shit.
Because you suck, yeah, I got it.
Because I'm dope as hell, and I do sick shit, and sometimes I want the challenge. I'm like, you, it's too hard. Hey guys, this game's too hard.
Dude, I played a Nuzlocke Pokemon. Go fuck yourself.
Join the club. You want me to jerk you off, Tom? Everyone
yeah,
has.
Please.
Everyone, that's the gayest thing that's been said on the podcast.
You said you like the soft touch of men, dude. Fuck you.
Yeah, but it was satire. Spell satire backwards, Tom.
E-
without looking up and thinking.
E-R-I-T-H-S.
I'm
right. E-R-I-T-A-S.
I don't know. Honestly.
Yeah, I'm right. Look it up, intern. E-R-I-T-A-S. Dude, I'm the genius of the fucking group. At me next time, motherfucker.
What'd you say it was?
E-R-I-T-A-S.
He, intern says he is correct.
Fucking absolutely, intern.
Speaking of being correct.
Yep.
A lot of people like to think, like, you know, they always have their lives figured out and shit. And sometimes, you know, they are correct. So other times they're not. I feel like most of the time they're not. But
just about being correct or about being good at life?
About having it all figured out.
Yeah. No one really. You can get somewhat of it, some of it figured out. You can't figure out everything.
I think one group of people do.
Who?
The Juggalos. Anybody who speaks about Juggalos will have nothing but nice things to say about them. They are the most accepting, open, caring types of group of people I've ever heard of.
Can you give me the definition of Juggalo? Because I think I'm thinking of something
what
different.
What is a Juggalo? A fucking lunatic. Somebody with a rope tied to his dick. Then he jumps out a 10-story window. Oh. Juggalos are insane clown people.
Oh, clowns. Dude, I was thinking like...
Oh, clowns.
I was thinking gigolo. Juggalo. I'm an idiot.
The ICP fans who paint their face, whoop whoop, hatchet men tattoos. I've heard nothing but great things about them.
I don't know. No one's ever telling me about them.
I hear a lot of good things.
Really?
Yeah, watch. Why? Intern, look up if juggalos are good people.
They're great people, I guess. Oh, we said this last episode or two episodes ago. I don't know when this one's coming out. Give me your, what would you do for India? If you were the ruler of India.
When was this a question?
We said at the end of one of them. You literally had it all written out, motherfucker.
No. You told me to make a web graph.
That is not what
about India. Yes, it fucking is.
I said you can do it to help you or something.
No, it was a web graph. So while I was web graphing, I thought of an idea, and I wanted to see how long it would take for me to get to India, from India to dicks. So I did that.
Show us that.
So
give your presentation to the class, Johnny.
Hi, everybody. My name's Johnny. Some people call me Henny. And today I'm going to be talking about how you can get from India to dicks in under 5 words.
Nice.
In under 5 phrases. India. Food. Going shit. Masturbation. Thank you.
What?
Well, so...
How did food... Oh.
India is known for their food.
Yep.
It's also known
if you eat
for
food, you
it's
get a
also
shit.
No,
and
no,
Indian
not even
food
that.
Makes you
Indian
shit.
Food makes you fucking explode. So then, oh, I'm sorry, I put bathrooms. That's 5, but no, bathrooms
no,
don't
it's
even
India.
Count.
Food, going shit, bathrooms, masturbation. You said it completely differently. I think
I just time. Skipped bathroom, but because going shit, you have to be in a bathroom.
Yeah,
and who, you know, I've
jerked off in a bathroom.
I've jerked off after taking a shit on the toilet.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Really? I felt like that was very normal and common. No?
No.
Was that weird?
Probably not the weirdest thing you've ever told me about yourself.
You see, it's funny because I don't even have like a scat thing. So it's like that the correlation was never there. I was just like, well, I'm alone, and if I take a long time, I'm just going fucking shit.
But you like, shit first and then jerked off.
Well, yeah, because I'd have to shit, and I'm in the bathroom on my phone already, and I'm like, I should fucking beat my fucking meat. I don't anymore. I haven't since middle school.
Yeah, I've definitely jerked off in a bathroom. Not a public bathroom.
I have.
Maybe one day.
I have. I jerked off in Boston Market when I worked there.
Jeez.
I hated the place, so I did it. There was one point in my life where I thought it'd be funny to jerk off in mad random places. Thinking about that now, that's kind of weird, actually, because, like, when you get caught, if you get caught.
Oh, yeah, you're ruined.
And it's like, no, I'm not, like, some weird voyeur. Like, I just thought this would be mad funny. I have, like, a list of places I've jerked off at.
Can we hear the list?
Yeah. So, I've jerked off in Boston Market, parking lot of Target.
The parking lot outside?
Yeah.
Or were you sitting in your car?
I was sitting in the car. I was waiting for my ex to get out. In Barnes & Noble's. Outside of Barnes and Noble's, in a mall bathroom, Lincoln Mall.
Not even Warwick or Providence. You went to the nicest one to do it.
Well, no, I was on the clock for Boston Market. I was doing catering across the street from the mall. Got there mad quick, and like before it was supposed to be there, so I was like, well, I'm just gonna fuck around for like an hour and a half. Walked around, I was like, I'll jerk off in here. Found a bathroom, beat my shit. There was one time I went in Barnes & Noble's bathroom to beat my meat, right? Oh, and in school, in college, I was mad bored in English class, and I just went to one of the secluded bathrooms and fucking blew a load. Yep. Six, what was
Kid
that?
Loves
six six
off.
Places? Six places?
I respect it.
Yeah, it was lit. Oh, in my ex's house, like in the bathroom.
That's not weird, though.
In the bathroom while she was at work.
Why would you bother to go to the bathroom if she's at work?
Her mom was home and her brother.
Oh, that's even...
Okay. Her mom was in the fucking parlor. Yeah. It was just mad funny.
Wait, you jerked off while her family was there?
Yeah.
Didn't even... Middle of the day?
I think... No, it was nighttime. She was at work.
Oh, she worked nights?
It wasn't like too late. It was like maybe 7, 8 o'clock. Maybe all 6.
Right. I guess.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking do this up. I think I fucked on the kitchen table once. I look back, that was really gross.
Wow.
Kara, one day, we were having sex, and her mom wasn't home. She goes, come with me. In the middle of having sex.
You
she fucked
on
my hand.
Her bed?
She made me fuck on her mom's bed.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
She, yeah, that's such like a cerebral thing to do. Like you hate her that much.
Yeah, you want this.
Yeah. I've never done that. I don't want to.
No.
No. Tom, what else you got for the show?
I don't know. I put this in my notes, but I don't really know why.
Oh,
should we smoke crack to lose weight?
You know, I was thinking, I swear to God, it's so weird you said that, because I was thinking about a question earlier. would you want to be fat or addicted to cocaine but mad skinny? I was literally thinking about that while playing Elden Ring earlier.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be fat because I'm fat now, and it's like, you know, I'm not complaining, but if I was, like, on coke every day, dude, I'd hate my life.
Like, to the point where, like, you're stealing shit, but, like, you look good.
Begging for change, looking sharp, bro.
So clean, so clean. Like,
why the dude is just begging for change, dude? He looks so nice.
He looks like you're like a Giga Chad, like, in a suit, but, like, you're stealing shit. Like, dude, you're doing crazy shit.
You'd rather be fat. I'm already fat. What about you? Come on.
I'm thinking long term. Now, there was that one guy, and I just thought of this.
You die pretty. No, because if you did coke so much, you get a hole in your nose and shit, you'd die soon.
I could die before all of what I was about to say happens.
Yeah.
Because I was going to bring up how, like, that one model who got famous from his mugshot for being, like, chiseled.
You just want to be that?
That's what it could happen if I look damn good, but, like, I'm on the streets, and then, like, someone picks me up, like, hey.
For possession or something?
What are you doing? And, like, they bring me into the world of being a celebrity.
You'd get raped in prison.
Is that worth
that much fame?
Of,
no.
A life of luxury and fame?
No. I can have a life of luxury and fame as fat. I'm just fat.
But how, but, like, that my gimmick would be, you know, I'm a Chad God, but, you know, I'm addicted to drugs and I steal for them.
But you had to go to prison first.
But what would your gimmick be?
As a fat man?
Yeah.
What do fat people do?
Comedy? Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck!
You played yourself, bud.
We're already doing it.
That's my gimmick, bro. What do you mean? This podcast is taking off. Don't at me next time, all right? Wasn't even a question. That's why it took me so long to answer.
God damn it. Well, because first thing I thought it was like Gabriel Iglesias, Carlos Mencia.
Fat guys, which, great at comedy.
Which is, they but are.
Andrew Schulk, who I think's mad funny, he's skinny enough to be a cokehead.
I hate that I mentioned those first two because I don't even like either of them. I just wanted to get that out in the air.
Gabriel Iglesias has mad good sound effects, though.
But he's, like, not, like, funny. He's kind of like the
he's got a couple good jokes, and that's it.
He's like a fat Mexican Kevin Hart. Like, you're just loud.
Yeah. But, no. Comedy. Come on. Look at me.
Respect.
Funniest man alive. Do you have any more questions before? Because I did say I was going to talk about this, so fuck it. Might as well.
I do just want to follow up from last week where I mentioned about, like, you know, do you think, like, women could suck their own pussies?
That'd be so much harder than me sucking my own dick, though.
No, yeah, but
they're
I just,
more
want,
flexible
I
than
just
me,
wanted
I guess.
To bring up that I saw a video like that on Pornhub.
Really?
It was really hot. But then I went back to it a couple weeks later. I always like to read the comments. They're mad funny.
Oh,
on
comments
they're
are hilarious. Comments on anything could be funny.
So good. But, it was fake. It was a fake video. But it looks so real. It looked dope. That's it. I just wanted to follow up from last week.
On comments, though, there's one Reddit page that is r/whoosh, and it's just videos or something else, and people in comments saying the dumbest things. Like, they're brain dead. Those are mad funny. Just wanted to bring that up. I said I was going to maybe talk about this. Opening day of fishing soon. Mm-hmm. Something I do every year. Mm-hmm. Done it every year since I've been, like, 8. Are you coming? Second Saturday in April.
You'll just come to game night afterwards. That's why I took it off.
I need to go home and shower. I'll be grimy as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, wait. When does it start?
You camp Friday night, fish Saturday morning.
Oh, hell. No. No.
Be
no.
About
I'm not
it,
doing
bro.
It. No. No. Me, I'll
you
be down here. I ain't fucking camping.
Off.
No. I think listeners know I hate camping.
I love camping.
I hate it. It always rains. Everything's wet. I want to fucking bash my brain.
You just haven't been good camping.
I've never been good camping.
That's why, dude. Open day is going to be lit. It's not going to rain. You have to come.
I have issues with the texture of tents.
We have a camper. You could sleep in your car. We just get drunk as fuck, go to bed, wake up early in the morning, go fishing, drink more, leave. Good-ass food. One dude cooked some of the best steak tips I've ever had in my life.
Ooh, fucking motherfucking steak
chicken
tips.
Cut up, sautéed in hot sauce, cooking trout in the morning.
Oh, fuck, I hate
fish. Well, it's in the afternoon. We don't stop till, like, the noontime, like 12.
Oh, perfect. Noon fish when I'm full of beer. That sounds terrible.
You don't have to eat hot dogs, hamburgers. Just, you know.
I'll never eat a hot dog again. Not after the other day.
What happened?
I honestly, I don't know, dude. My stomach was in knots.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yep. So, listeners, last glizzy ever. I'm going on a long meat strike.
Yeah.
I'm only striking long meat.
It's because he only eats it the short way. No.
No,
the
I
long
tried.
Way.
I used to try to eat the short way in high school. No.
Kid eats his corn the long way.
But it didn't work. Yeah, whatever gets all the cobs off at once, I go like a fucking acne cartoon.
Those videos of people doing the chainsaw thing and getting their hair cut is so funny.
Tom. All right,
I think we're putting a lid on it unless you have another thing to do.
I got one more thing to do.
Do it.
I just wanted to tell you to bring the podcast out.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Hey.
Fucking cheers, bud. So we're putting a lid on it for the day. We talked about, it was mainly asking questions, and then for whatever reason, this is a games episode. I don't know how it happened. This was supposed to be about games. But it was a good one. We're putting a lid on it.
The one game episode, and you don't introduce yourself as your gamer tag.
I did it the one before. It's Prime Nature. I'm signing out. We're putting lids on it. Henny Milk's been here. His gamer tag on Xbox is Wild Goblins or Fortnite.
No,
PS4.
I'm okay. I'm Wild Goblins on PSN, and I am Dirty Sneepy on Xbox. I ain't telling y'all how to spell it because I don't care. So sorry.
I tried to make my name Pickle Jar, but I would have had it been like Pickle Jar 1734, and that's just not OG.
Why didn't you try like The Pickle Jar or like?
I tried Pickle Jar Podcast, but it was too long.
Pickle Jar Pod.
I'll try it.
Pickle.
I'll try it.
Pickle Jar, capital IPN.
All right, fuck off, bud.
There were so many.
I'm not hip enough to know all these shortened phrases.
Let's make
all
a
right?
Twitch for the podcast. Oh, also, send us your numbers and your Snapchats for caller segments.
So we can finally put a lid on it.